This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump said a vaccine against the deadly coronavirus could be 3 or 4 weeks away, despite cautionary notes sounded by some U.S. public health officials about that accelerated timeline. Speaking Tuesday at a town hall hosted by ABC News in Philadelphia, Trump defended his handling of the coronavirus crisis and said a vaccine could be ready for distribution before the U.S. presidential election on November 3rd. Trump repeated a claim he made early in on the pandemic that the virus would disappear on its own and denied understating the threat of the disease when asked by an audience member why he would downplay a pandemic that is known to disproportionately harm low-income families and minority communities. Trump said he downplayed it, but actually in many ways he said he played it up in terms of action. Trump said his action was very strong. A series of explosions lit up the night sky in northern Gaza on Wednesday as Israel retaliated for earlier rockets launched from the Gaza Strip. Palestinian militants on the Gaza Strip fired 2 rockets into Israel, apparently timed to coincide with the signing of recognition agreements between Israel and the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain at the White House. The Palestinians are opposed to the agreement, saying it's betrayal of their cause by Arab countries. And President Trump did not mention the Palestinians in his remarks during the signing ceremony. He acknowledged the normalization agreements between Israel and the Arab nations was part of a broader diplomatic effort to pressure Palestinians into negotiating a peace deal. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The Florida Panhandle and coastal Alabama here in the U.S. are taking a pummeling from a resurging Hurricane Sally as it moves toward the coast. The storm quickly gained strength early Wednesday to become a Category 2 hurricane with winds just above 100 miles per hour. Sally is expected to make landfall sometime later today. People in Japan's capital, Tokyo, expressed mixed feelings on Wednesday over the appointment of Yoshihide Suga as the country's new prime minister following the resignation of Shinzo Abe. Some voiced concerns that there would not be much change from what Abe was doing. Suga, who was the chief cabinet secretary in Abe's government, was due to announce his own cabinet later on Wednesday. America's image as a global superpower has been tarnished by President Trump. Since President Trump, won the presidency in 2016, according to the Pew Research Center, 13-nation survey by the U.S.-based nonpartisan think tank found that only 41% of those surveyed in Britain have a favorable opinion of the U.S. That was the lowest percentage of any comparable survey Pew had conducted in the country. Much of the damage to America's reputation among its allies is linked to its handling of the coronavirus crisis. Only 15% of the participating countries gave the U.S. good marks for dealing with the pandemic, while a few of the countries said China has effectively handled the outbreak. It still received significantly better reviews than the U.S. response. Democrat Joe Biden courted Hispanic voters Tuesday on his first campaign visit of the year to Florida, saying President Trump had let them down with his divisive immigration policies and disastrous response to the coronavirus pandemic. The Democratic presidential nominee, trying to overcome what opinion polls show is lagging support among the battleground states, Hispanics, said Trump had proven he could not be a leader for all Americans. Trump inroads with Florida's Hispanics have been fueled by his strength with conservative Cuban Americans, a Republican-leaning bloc he has courted throughout his presidency. And South Sudan's finance minister said his ministry does not have the money to pay government workers their past due salaries, dismaying civil servants who had been waiting for their paychecks since early April and May. For more news, join us at voanews.com, the VOA mobile app, via remote. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.